Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
The 1-2 pitch. Hit toward third. Castro has it. Spins. Fires. A perfect game. Roy Halladay has thrown the second perfect game in Philadelphia Phillies history. He faces 27 batters. He retires all 27. It's the 20th perfect game in baseball history and the second one this year.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's episode 115. That's episode one, Sean Couturier, plus one of the Broad Street Bully Podcast.
That name's super original again.
Yeah, I know.
Good one.
Glad we just played a little clip of Roy Halladay with his perfect game. Was it versus the Florida Marlins?
Back Throwback in the Thursday.
Roy Halladay died in a plane crash. We're kind of sad about him. And he was a Phillies great for a couple seasons, part of the four aces. I hate to see him go.
Yeah.
Ironically, not the first Phillies pitcher to die in a plane crash.
A plane crash.
Crash. Damn it.
You remember the sad moment already.
Corey Lytle. Remember when he flew his plane in that building
in
New York?
He wasn't a Phillies. Well, I guess he was a former
Phillies.
He was
a Yankee at that point, sir.
Oh, yeah, but he used to be. I said...
Oh, yeah, old joke. Now he plays for the Angels. Remember that? Everyone was saying that stuff.
Oh, God.
Everyone was saying that, like, all over the internet.
Oh, dang. Yeah, they thought it was a terrorism thing, too, because he, like, flew into a building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened. The Empire State Building had a plane flying to it back in the day, too.
It just turns out that he stunk at navigating.
Well, that's okay, though. So rest in peace, Roy Halladay. He didn't win in 08, but he was part of it for the years afterwards. So definitely a sad moment. A lot of people were posting on like Facebook and all that stuff, like, oh, thank you for 08 World Series. I'm like, no, you idiot.
Yeah. I just want to join in. I really don't know what he did.
No wonder Citizens Bank Park sold out. There was a bunch of idiots in the crowd the whole time for those years.
It's nice to see some of the former teammates, what they had to say for him.
It was cool. Cole Hamels, a nice little touching tribute to him. And
Shane Victorino was really
talked
sad.
About him too. Amaro.
Yeah, they had Tom McCarthy on some NBC Sports Philly show
oddly
today.
Oddly enough, Harry Cowell's not available for comment. So anyway, guys.
That what you will.
That was our Phillies break. Anyway, the Flyers this week. Flyers are back in action here, 1-0-1 after a tumultuous week.
Tumultuous,
as
very
we say.
Very tumultuous.
No, the Flyers, we have a lot to talk about those two games. Including Jeff and I got to go to the game.
Ooh, hot diggity dog,
for the
we did.
Price of...
Yeah, well, real quick, do your best Scott Weiland.
Bone and broken every single time.
It's like a more southern Michael McDonald.
Mm-hmm. Always. Okay, guys, we can get it. Whatever. That's the spot. Just going back to it. It's my new character. It's called Guy Goes Back to the Bit After It's Dead.
Oh.
God damn it.
Anyway, back to the Flyers this week. The Flyers had a... as soon as I last spoke to you guys, they played the Blackhawks. We did a little post-game show for you. The Flyers lost a game 3-0. Played pretty good, but don't worry. We have no chance of them this week. We'll talk about that during the show. Also, we had a 2-0 win versus the Blues. Solid team win versus the Braden Shens. And a 5-4 shootout loss versus the Avalanche at home. Bringing the Flyers' record to 7-5-2 for the year. 1 point out of the second wild card spot, but they have a game in hand over the Capitals who are holding that spot down right now. So not a bad week and everything. And before we get to anything else, don't forget the Broad Street Boy podcast store. If you have a person in your life that needs a great T-shirt or a koozie, the coupon code DIEBEES at checkout will get you 20% off any purchase on that store. So buy a bunch for your whole family. It's a nice, cheap gift that's going to last a long time and bring you a bunch of laughs and also promote the hell out of what we do. And we are a shameless horse for plugs.
I forgot that was the promotion code for a second.
How could you forget? It's every day of your life.
Yeah, the store obviously isn't. I don't pay attention to that.
Oh, well, I was hoping you would help promote it. Like, you'd be like our little spokesperson for the diabetes coupon code.
It is diabetes awareness month, so we should get blue shirts because that's color. So there you go. There's my announcement.
Or don't get blue shirts. Just buy T-shirts that are black on our website because they're really nice and you'll look
black,
super cool.
Black, the color your foot will be if you don't manage your diabetes.
A word from our sponsor.
Yeah.
We don't have any sponsors. Anyway, guys, so how good was it to feel this week about seeing the Flyers?
How good was it to feel?
Well, I was going to say, feel the Flyers, you know, winning so I get some
points
this weekend.
1-1.
And then also the, 1-0-1. We're not going to count the Blackhawks game that was last week.
Because okay. We
I'm pumping
were
the stats up.
Listening to it when we did the end.
Of course.
Oh, okay, excuse me.
And then the Eagles game on Sunday, I mean, like, it's just, it's a great unless you're a Phillies fan, it's been a great week for the Flyers and Eagles and Sixers too, looking pretty
good.
Yeah, the
Sixers are five in a row, right?
Yes, sir.
Who would have saw that coming? Actually, a bunch of Sixers fans would have.
People who trusted the process.
Yeah.
I've been trusting it for a long time, but it seems to be working out for them.
TTP, baby.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. So I want to get to the game Jeff and I went to, but first, the Blues game. A 2-0, I think, full team victory over the St. Louis Braden Shens.
A defensive effort.
Yeah.
To say the least. The Flyers got two past the Blues, and then they really, played a pretty solid overall game and were able to shut down the Blues in the end. Even though the Blues had a lot of chances, they were able to stop them. I want to give personal congratulations to Michael Neuwirth for having a stellar game in net with a good defense in front of him and earning the shutout on 33 shots.
Yeah, he made a lot of good saves.
Definitely. And the Flyers...
Can't say the same for the Colorado game, but...
I was just about to say the same thing. Yeah. Came crashing right back down
there. Well, the Flyers had 20
game.
Blocks in this game, though, too, which goes a kudos to them for getting in front. This was when our patchwork defensive...
Yvonne the Great had, 10 blocks or something?
Yeah, he had a lot in that game.
Tied a team record.
Yeah, he was crushing it, and also the whole team came together. Remember, Gudas has been out since last week. Ghost is out. McDonald's out. So you had Will O'Neill.
Yeah, who expected to win a game when one of your pairs is Mark Alt and Will O'Neill?
And the Blues had the best record in hockey at the time.
Well, they also only played 20 minutes combined.
Well, yeah, but still.
It still took. It's like
it also
you
helped
have,
that, yeah, Provorov played 30 minutes.
Sanheim played 22.
Literally half the game.
It's like the days when you had a Lasse Kukkonen or a Lukas Krajicek or Ryan Parent back there. Just eat 10 minutes to give our guys a breather, thanks. That's all it was.
Andres Lilia.
But still, kudos to them. And Brandon Manning stepping up big. We'll talk about that this week as well with Gudas, Ghost, and McDonald out. But Ghost did come back. So any thoughts on what about this Blues game? What'd you guys feel here? We had a Mandog score a goal.
By accident.
Along with Claude Giroux. That doesn't matter. It's
almost got disallowed.
Still counts, yeah.
Again, every time Manning scores or gets close to scoring, there's going to be a review of it. It's just the way it's been going lately.
I'm just glad they made the right call.
Finally.
Yeah, because it was ridiculous. First off, Jake wasn't in the crease.
Yeah, that was number one. I don't even know why it took as long as it did.
Yeah, second, he was getting pushed into Jake Allen by Pietrangelo. So, should have been a good goal.
So, in your opinion, was it a good call?
Not on the ice, but afterwards, yes.
Okay, good. I just wanted to clear that up. Make sure we're on the same page here.
I thought they called it a goal, and then St. Louis challenged.
Yes.
Was it? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was. So, but regardless, they got the right call finally after a while, and I want to give kudos to opposite of Santa for another great Photoshop. he had...
The old intent to blow.
The intent to blow, a nice DVD and Blu-ray combo pack. Emphasis on the Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
Making fun of the NHL referees for their lack of, what's the word I'm looking for? Intelligence?
You ever want to see girth and high def?
Pragmatism. Knowing the rules. Just being consistent. All those words. They've not been this year, so thanks to Opposite of Santa for that. Check us out on our Instagram or Twitter if you'd like. It's a pretty good picture. Pretty funny as always. Gotta love Opposite of Santa.
Pretty hilarious.
Yeah, so the breakdown this week for points. Coots and Giroux were in the leading the pack here with 3 points each, with Voracek, Simmons right below them, and a bunch of guys got 1 point, including Sanheim. And Dale Weiss scored a goal. So that was great, and Jeff and I got much to say about that because we were at that game and saw it, and people cheered. Some booed.
They did.
And that's what happens.
So people actually booed?
No, I just think Jeff was booing.
Oh, okay. I wasn't booing. I was
Jeff
excited.
Had a couple
Jeff
schlitzes.
Booing makes sense.
No. Somebody, again, did the old, I'm not driving, so I'm going to start drinking.
Hey, I had a party to go to after the game, so I have...
I could tell when he got there.
This guy. Ask him how much he paid for his Red Bull and vodka at the Cure Auto Insurance Pavilion.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Upwards of $15.
I was paid $19.
It's that mountain climber game on Price is Right. Just nope, keep going.
I got the whole Red Bull can, though, so not all was lost. I needed some extra caffeine. I had to go to a party afterwards, and I was kind of tired.
If your mom knew you were drinking caffeine after 8, she'd be super
mad. 7 o'clock Saturday game. You start drinking at 5:30. You got to keep it going until 3 in the morning. You got to keep it going, man. And
dude,
I'm not trying to...
Way too much caffeine, dude.
Listen, my mom wasn't there, and she had no idea what I was drinking, so it's okay. No idea I had Red Bull in my breath.
Did you say how much you paid?
$19.
Yeah. Hey, $19 for a solo size cup of Red Bull.
Hey, it did the job, didn't it?
But still, it's ridiculous.
And then just
so
last
money.
Year in the snow day game, went right back to the double fist and IPAs, baby.
You should have just done that.
But I needed a little bit of Red Bull and vodka in my life.
Trying to party, bro.
Listen.
Try to stay awake.
Yeah, I got to stay awake. I want to come see you afterwards, honey. Well, I was at a party I had to go check out, so that's what I did. So in case you're wondering how my drinking habits were the game, pretty fun. And
nothing's changed.
And yes, yeah. I did behave myself.
You should have asked him about Friday night.
Oh, boy. No, we don't
talk
about
boy.
That's not a Flyer story. So Saturday.
Not a Flyer
story. I can fill it in.
We were behaving, having a good time. But Jeff, I don't think they should put us down there. We keep sitting down there.
No, it's not our place.
We don't belong.
We did sit in the section with Przygalov, though.
Yes, we talked about that. Przygalov came down like a black hoodie with his hood up in the sun.
Doing his best to try to hide his face. And everybody was like, holy shit, is that Ilya Przygalov? And he's just like, yeah. Just like, just a short wave.
And it was like, Briz would have saved that. And everyone started dying. The old lady next to us enjoyed our banter a little
bit. Yeah, and the dude in front of us enjoyed our banter. But the hot girls to the right of us, none too pleased with anything we were doing.
Nothing's more disheartening than watching two fucking zilches try to like make jokes and both look over to the right and see the hot girls are laughing and not even like acknowledging our presence.
Just so disinterested.
They didn't even talk to each other. I think they were just like, they're just awful people.
They were too busy Snapchatting.
Because you didn't have the two heartthrobs of the group with you.
That's true.
No, my heart was throbbing, but for different reasons.
It's the cholesterol.
It's the heart, the chest tightness. Also the test tightness. Like a fucking asshole. But the game was overall pretty good, though. It was high scoring. 4-4 goes to a shootout.
A lot of back and forth.
We
lot
lose
of sight.
In the shootout. Not before Jordan Wales scored in the shootout, which was great to see. I just wish it would have ended differently, but they got a point in a game where I think they still should have won.
Can we talk about the goals that were scored? At least three of them.
Okay.
Because the first one, Neuwirth should have saved. Like hit his glove.
Yeah, he did not have the best.
And then the next two were so fluky. One went off of Provorov's skate when he was trying to block it, and then the next one, Hag was trying to block a cross ice pass, and it bounced off the shaft of his stick.
we went
into the net.
We saw a couple of those goals. We were on the end where the Flyers got shot at twice.
I mean, you can't really blame Neuwirth for that, but like he didn't really.
No, and then one of them went right through him.
Helped them out.
He still made a couple of good saves in the game, though. A couple, I was like, he got a couple standing O's for, but nothing really to write home about as much as like the previous game, I think, versus the Blues.
Yeah.
But yeah, the goals, some of them were kind of crappy, but that's what's going to happen when you're playing against a good team like, whatchamacallit? The Avalanche, they have a couple good young players.
Yeah.
Even though I still don't think they're as good as they used to be.
Matt Duchene
even got some points on the board. Everyone.
Before he left mid-game.
Yeah. It was warm-ups the next night, I think. That's when he was officially traded.
Some drunk guy.
No, he was mid-game. He left.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Some drunk guy yelled from the top stands behind us like, Duchene, you would look pretty in orange. Like everyone like wants the Matt Duchene to come here.
I don't understand. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
So Matt Duchene did get traded. We can talk about that as well. But overall, Jeff, you had fun at the game. Did we have a good date night together?
We had a great date night.
Yeah, it was. I think it was pretty fun.
I want to regale you with a story.
How many dates did you eat?
No nuts this time.
So
not for this guy, that's crazy.
It was the end of the first. We had been drinking beers, so we head to the bathroom, get in line, waiting for urinals and stalls to open up. So me and Drew make our way into line.
Drew and I. Sorry.
We make our way in the line for the stalls, and I'm going, dude, you know, like, it would be so awkward if somebody had to poop here because, like, there's so many people funneling through the bathroom. They're like, there's no way I could poop at a Flyers game. I don't want anybody to know I'm pooping. First off, there's no way I could do it at a Flyers game.
The stall doors have so many holes you can see in there,
and
too.
This dude in front of us keeps looking back at us and, like, giving us these weird looks. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, is he that angry we're talking about poop?
He probably got to poop.
So he goes into the stall, and I see him fiddling with the lock, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, why are you bothering? Like, nobody cares. Nobody wants to come in and watch you pee. Just go pee and get the hell out of there.
He's pooping, man.
So Drew goes in, pees, comes out. I'm still standing there. And so at this time, the guy's feet are still, like, I can still see the backs of his feet, which, like, I'm just thinking he's taking the longest piss in the world. So then, like, I'm on my phone, and I'm, like, twittering, and then all you hear is just, like, and somebody goes, oh my God, is that guy shitting? And then just like everybody stops what they're doing and just focuses in and they're like, stall number two, you taking a fucking shit in there?
Stall number two, you doing a two?
Who shits at a Flyers game? Oh my God, he hasn't even moved, probably hasn't even started wiping.
Oh my God.
They just went in and then Drew comes back into the bathroom and he's like, the fuck are you doing? Why aren't you out yet? I was just like, just wait.
I came back in. I'm like,
I got the story.
I'm grabbing a beer. I want to like see, like, hey, you want one? Like, and he said, no. I was like, okay. And that happened. And like, I would say, oh, wow, shit stories in the podcast. But apparently half this bathroom was into it. So cool. You should have said, like, hey, guys, BroadStreetBoy.net, listen to us. We'll tell this story. And
here's
its
a card. You get a card.
I laughed so hard, I almost peed myself.
Yeah, I walked in, and Jeff's eyes were, like, watering. Like, is this, like, is this child right now?
That poor man was just trying to poop, and everybody...
Dude, man, you got to poop. You got
to
poop.
He called the shit poop.
No, I feel you, but that's just a rough time to have to poop. Maybe go, like... when there's 5 minutes left, you know, in the period.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait until the period.
Maybe I'll take a shit when the whole crowd's there.
Yeah, like, oh my God, it's taking forever. What did
I'm
you
pretty
mean?
Sure I've shit at a Flyers game, and I'm pretty sure that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
Call 856-347 Puck with your stories of shitting at Flyers.
Like, with your Flyers shit stories.
But then it was that story into Drew going, so guess how much I paid for a Red Bull and vodka. What an awful
forever.
Intermission this
like,
was.
She served like three people in front of me. I'm like, listen, I'm like, yo, I've been here the whole time. Lady. Jesus.
She probably knew you were drunk already.
I wasn't drunk yet.
Nah, you weren't that drunk. It was only the end of the first.
I wasn't even that drunk by the end of the game. I was
Dude, the guy
good.
Had one beer. Of course he was drunk.
Oh, my God. You've heard my stories this summer. I've been trained. I'm like a goddamn like Spartan run trained liver right now. I'm ready to take on all of it. I'll crawl through the mud, swallow the gravy. That's yeah,
all right. So anyway.
I wasn't drunk, though.
Well, okay.
Hammered. He's
well,
hammered.
Couturier got to play in the Avalanche game because he was not injured in the Blues game.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we wanted to go back and talk about this. This is going to be something, a point of contention on this podcast, I believe. So Sean Couturier got hurt. What exactly
Briefly.
Happened?
Briefly.
Oh, you want me to play? I thought you were going to tell us. Okay.
Oh, my God, this guy.
But skates away from it. Voracek, left wing dish to Couturier. Couturier dangles and then lost it and then gets decked.
Looks so violent.
Yeah, it looks really bad.
That was late hit.
I don't know if it was like...
He's crawling on the ice like I've just been shot by a goddamn sniper.
Braden Chen with his cute little boy face. Like, what did I do?
Off to a spectacular start. It's a hit from the blind
Gee golly, mister. What happened?
I don't know what
I believe
did.
I believe the quote that Couturier said was, it felt... I'm pretty sure I got the wind knocked out of me, and it felt like I was going to die.
Yeah.
That, so, like, when you watch the hits, it looks really bad. But then after you, like... After you got Kutz's quote, and you see Chen... It's, like, basically shoulder to chest, so I understand why, like... Just caught him in the right spot and just knocked the wind out of him.
It's a little high, though.
Also a little late.
Yeah, it's definitely way late.
He's finishing his check like cross ice right there.
Yeah, and I mean, like, he definitely went out of his way to make that hit.
Yeah, on his former linemate, who they had, like, probably the best hockey of their career with the Flyers together. Minus Shen being on the power
yeah,
play.
So Shen was quoted as saying, I'm not trying to go out there and try to hurt a guy. I know him pretty well. I played with him for 6 or 7 years. Couldn't even remember. It meant nothing to him. I didn't even finish through him. I was gliding. I tucked my shoulder, tucked my elbow, didn't hit his head. I'm just glad that he came back to the game, obviously. Probably went through concussion protocol. The last thing I'm trying to do is hurt a former teammate.
Says the guy who was headhunted. I was kidding.
Yeah.
I was really pissed at the time period. I was actually, when that happened during the game, I was very upset.
Well, so,
I thought he wasn't going to come back in the game.
Well, see, right. That's like, this is why I don't, the NHL player safety is just a load of shit. Because they're trying to eliminate... They're trying to eliminate hits like that from the game. But,
blind side hits like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did Chen even get, like, a call?
He got a 2-minute penalty for...
I know, but, like, anything else after
no,
this.
After
so,
that, no.
Yeah, the league Who didn't
just
even...
got 5 minutes for just touching a guy under the boards
yeah.
last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, there's no... We already talked about this. All they give a shit about is fucking ticky-tacky slash calls. Dude gets egregiously boarded. Nothing.
Yeah.
Talking about the ghost hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think that if Couturier was, well, I mean, like, he did leave the ice. I was going to say if he was seriously injured, they probably would have gave him more. But
well, he came back. The wind knocked out of him, but he had to pass all the concussion protocol stuff. Like, it looked bad when he got off the ice. He looked
yeah,
like a little dazed.
I was watching it in a bar, so I didn't have sound, too, so that made it seem 1,000 times worse because, like, I didn't know what they were talking about.
I hate watching it in a bar
yeah,
for that reason.
And it was
like,
tough.
No, dude, this team sucks. Turn something else on. Like, no, shut up.
Yeah, it was tough.
Face.
But, you know, just got the wind knocked out of him, I guess, all said and done. Good. Braden Chen didn't score.
So where are we at on Braden Chen now? How
oh, I hate
him. About
him. Yeah, I hope okay. he dies.
Wow. That's pretty it's pretty
he
rough.
Stinks.
Of natural causes
he
much later
stinks.
In life.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
Want to finish that for you.
Thank you. That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah. That's how you feel about him. I mean, I kind of wish we kept him. I don't think Joel Leterre is a great...
No. Well, there's those picks.
Yeah, what was the hot take, Jeff, with the...
The latest Twitter hot take was that Tolvanen has passed Tarasenko's point outputs for 18-year-olds in the KHL, and Frost.
You mean when Tarasenko was in the KHL?
Right, when Tarasenko was in the KHL, and Frost is like a 16th in OHL scoring. So clearly, the Flyers have made the wrong decision.
Shut up. You mean Tarasenko? Ivan Provorov's fucking bitch.
Yes.
Tarasenko couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in that game. Provorov had him sealed to the outside every shift.
Dude, should we start calling Provorov Ivan the Great or Ivan the Terrible?
I think great.
How about Ivan the Terrible?
That's like a
I've like that
Ivan
version.
Ivan.
But that was like Ivan a string of that's like a string of games where he played at least like 29 or 30 minutes.
Yeah, and no, also played a lot of minutes. Do you guys know
who?
Robert Haig was looking like a goddamn soldier out there, laying the body on people,
too. You would have never known Robert Haig didn't really play an NHL game until this year.
He does everything like
when you watch him
well
play.
And smart, but doesn't actually like he's not flashy ever, really. He just does things like solid, like, oh, okay, you wouldn't really notice him.
Right. Yeah. And that's exactly what you want in a defenseman.
Yeah. But, and then
they're not saying his name enough.
Yeah, we didn't have him like score 20 goals. And Travis Sanheim also had to step up a lot, too. A lot of big step-ups for the defense this week. But Ghost did return during the Avalanche game.
Yeah.
Jeff, what are your thoughts on Travis Sanheim?
I still don't like him.
Do you really not like him? Like,
I don't really care either way. I'm indifferent towards him.
Then why do you say you don't like him?
I don't know. Just because you guys get so mad.
I wouldn't care
if
you don't like
Doyle.
Him.
Doyle doesn't really get so mad. No, I get so mad.
I get mad because you're just a dumb fuck. Like, you don't have any. You just say stuff to say things.
Well, yeah, because it makes this is the reaction I get.
You're like the kid with ADHD and opposite the like defiant disorder, the hell it is, in the back of the classroom is yelling out shit to piss people off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care either way. I would like to see Sam Morin in the lineup over him.
Oh my God, who's Sam Morin?
Yeah,
look at him. So
Bay's hurt.
Yeah,
but Ghost he is would not have hurt been. Anymore. Ghost did return after concussion. He ended up getting a point in that. That Avalanche game, yeah, which was nice to see.
You know who we need an update on?
Update on we have an update going on right now?
Yeah, on a certain player who's hurt right now. I guess we have two updates, I guess you could say.
All
right,
well, I think Doyle has our update, so hold on 1 second. Update.
my prediction that Sam Morin was going to get called in the lineup almost came true, and then he got fucking hurt.
After you said last week that there was somebody in the Flyers cutting staff putting Sam Morin in pregame footage for the following game, would he be called up or would he not be?
Yeah, and then that foiled. And then the other update is Nolan Patrick still unclear on his concussion status.
Hasn't returned back to practice with the team.
Right. Yeah, he's been skating before the team goes on the ice.
And you know what I was saying? Like, maybe it's a concussion, but maybe, like, the way he got hit, like, something sandwiched in, like, his ribs or, like, his collarbone.
Well, his face did, like...
Well, yeah, so, like, it could be a concussion, but it could also be, like, something else. You know?
I think it's concussion.
Yeah, update...
I'm going to try and be hopeful, and I hope that it's something else that way, because concussions are... You don't want
to
mess with
them. It changes the rest of your life. I mean, exactly.
If it was a concussion, then it's probably a bad one because it didn't affect him till like the next day.
Yeah.
So,
and then also it hasn't even been all clear for practice.
Yeah. Then you got primo brain where you're just like, bleh.
Yeah. This young age, it's not good to have.
No.
Update.
Thanks to viewers like you, we have updates.
Update on Morin. The last update was the 31st, and it's that he was never recalled because of a minor injury he's dealing with. So there is no update there. And the last update for Patrick was today, and we don't expect him to be ready for Thursday's contest
versus the Blackhawks. However, you know who might be ready for Thursday's game?
Jeff, what's the hot take on Nolan Patrick?
Oh, what? His brain's pudding already, and we should have traded the pick for Fleury?
The deep hot take.
I don't know the deep. What's the deep hot take?
He's only played 9 games.
Oh, right.
Oh, this was actually a tweet.
This was a tweet, yeah. He's only played 9 games, which, you know what that means.
When you're 18 years old, you have a certain game trial in the NHL to go back to juniors. And once you have that, you burn a year of your entry-level contract.
Right.
You sent down no penalty. So the tweet or the idea was,
Hextall is holding Patrick out of the lineup. So once he regains his healthiness, they can send him down to junior.
Yeah, that's like some conspiracy theory.
That's a really bad hot take. I don't think
maybe we
should
have unsolved mystery that one.
No,
dude,
that's not even worth our time.
Because the second power play unit looks immensely better with Nolan Patrick in the middle of it.
I agree, absolutely. I think
he's definitely
suffered tremendously. I think his play behind the net we've talked about in previous weeks.
If for some reason Nolan Patrick got sent down to juniors, Ron Hextall should just jettison himself into the sun and
I
do us all a favor.
Underwear. Think about it. If
one
they
with
did
the holes in them too. I'll eat that one.
If they did that, now everybody
and your
has
candy underwear.
Now everybody has 280 characters they complain to him about.
Oh yeah, because Twitter's changed. So
that's probably why he doesn't have a Twitter, because he can't deal with all the people adding him.
Who, Hextall?
Yeah.
Dude, Hextall, yeah, he would just...
he's old school,
he
man.
He talks in tweets. He's like, yeah, he looks good out there. That's it.
Yeah.
And how about him? Next tweet. We like this play.
Hashtag shut up.
I think we're going to have a good team. Two characters left. Hashtag go. Okay, we're fine. Ron, that was three. Shut up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't think Nolan Patrick's situation is something to be happy with, but we'll continue to monitor that in the coming weeks. Hopefully,
yeah, they're being
we'll
extra cautious.
For you guys next week,
they're being
but
extra
whatever.
Cautious because they don't want another Prongo or another Primo or another.
Yeah, keep reading it out for yourself. I mean, I hope you
or
don't want
Crosby,
to come to us for news. We're here for
Lindros,
analysis.
Or another
old Captain Mushbrain.
But and better news though, Gudis is slated to probably
just
return.
Keep going.
You guys are just keep fucking listening to people as I'm trying to.
Yeah,
I stopped talking.
I just fucking hate Doyle.
Jesus.
I wasn't even mad at you. Shut up.
Frank,
you said you guys.
I don't want to.
You included me.
I don't want to sing about Doyle. It's
but
diabetes.
He was the one.
It's diabetes month. I don't want to hurt his feelings. Mike Bond said we're too hard on Doyle, which I think is utter horseshit. But
we're probably too hard on Jeff, in all honesty.
What about me? People call and say, fuck you, Drew, on our
yeah,
voicemail.
But that's well-deserved.
I have feelings.
So.
Yeah, well, that's not us directed towards you.
Yeah, that's other people.
He
Act
said,
them on.
He said within the show, they are not technically a part of the show.
Right, they are, pussy. All right.
Specifics unhonorable.
Wait,
admit
so
defeat at
what
once.
Were you going to go into before?
Gudis is,
oh, right,
is, probably,
is back.
It's probable
yeah.
to return for
Most
Thursday.
Likely.
How's his concussion?
Apparently a lot better than Nolan Patrick's.
I can't believe that
we've had bad luck with injuries this year.
Yeah, we have.
The Eagles have too,
but not really though, because like the record's still decent. Yeah,
Flyers
Gudis
still 7-5-2.
Gudis is on track to return to the lineup Thursday against the Blackhawks.
They're a step behind the
Much
playoff
needed.
Race, so I mean it's still good for early in the year. But the Flyers have a lot of games coming up in a short amount of time. 21 games in 45 days coming up. That's going to be a big undertaking. A lot of the
so
West
now-
Conference still.
Who get? Did they send anybody back down yet?
Well, Will O'Neill.
Will O'Neill got
did.
Sent back.
Okay. Has been sent back. So
right,
some people
good.
Speculate that if Gudis were to come back and then eventually McDonald come back, that Sanheim would be the one to sit.
I don't know why you would do that when you could just sit Brandon Manning.
Because Brandon Manning has played very
Brandon
well.
Brandon Manning sucks eggs.
Brandon Manning has been a goddamn force out there the last two games, and I will fight anyone that tells me otherwise.
Brandon Manning is going to sit.
He will not.
Heard it here first.
Hextall has been singing his praises. I don't think it's going. I think he's going to sit.
Yeah, Drew was saying he was playing well, and everybody around us was like, "Who the fuck is that guy?"
That's a
well,
guy
here's
that
your thing, though.
Hockey. That's
the only reason Morin didn't get called up is because he didn't match the puck moving mold that they needed on one side,
and because he was
too.
Hiding an injury. Yeah,
no, like they didn't keep
well,
him
yeah,
over Sanheim
yeah.
because.
Oh well, yeah, but still, I think Sanheim will sit over Manning.
All right. Well.
All right, you heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it
That's
here first.
I think.
Brandon Manning's going to sit.
I don't think so, Doyle.
Brandon Manning, right to the bench.
I don't think you can possibly sit him the way he's played the last few games. He's had a great week.
Hextall has already shown it doesn't matter how you play. If you need
goals.
To learn a lesson, you're going to be benched.
His two-way play.
If you need to learn
puck,
a lesson, you keep playing.
No, his passes out.
No,
his
Travis
Konecny
needed to learn a lesson, so he got benched. Ghost needed to learn a lesson, so he got benched.
Andrew McDonald needed to learn. Dozens
McDonald
of lessons.
Does not
need
to learn
and
a lesson. He is
plays.
A top defenseman.
He's a veteran.
Yeah,
he and still plays though.
Defensive play struggled once he left the lineup.
It's true.
So.
McDonald doesn't need to learn lessons. He's not a young buck.
He's not a learner. He's a
look
teacher.
At Travis this year. Do you think he learned the lessons from sitting? I think he did. He looks much better.
Yeah, he does. He looks a lot better. Still
look
has...
at Shane Gostisbehere. Did he learn lessons from sitting last season? I'm just saying he's much better.
So what we're saying we're
what have
we're
we
actually
learned?
I don't think he learned any lessons last year. I think he was hurt last year.
What have we learned? Hextall benching players makes them better the next year.
Yeah, so it's all about building for the next year because
so
we're
there
a
you
team
go.
In progress.
Progress.
So shouldn't
So what we're saying is Sanheim's gonna be Drew Doughty level next year.
No.
we're gonna trade Sanheim to get Braden Schenn back to solidify our power play units.
Trade
Hextall's long con.
That's my new character called Drew doing Flyers fan fiction as Jeff. pretty in depth and really hateful to play. It's a character you play where you just want to kill yourself the whole time, but it's a
very niche character.
We're trading Sanheim for Galchenyuk.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, smart.
Wow, we have fourth line center future captain Mike Vecchione moving up in the slot at some point.
AHL Rookie of the Month, by the way.
Just yeah, how about that? Mike Vecchione, really? We didn't mention
R-O-T-M.
That last week.
ROTM.
For the AHL. We should
for the AHL.
Asterisk. For the AHL.
For the less important
that still works.
But Galchenyuk, Sanheim for Galchenyuk. You heard it here first.
No, so,
you heard it here first, folks. That's an Eklund E7. That means he is literally printing out the contract.
He
himself.
Is on the plane. Hashtag pack your shit.
That's diabetes talk for Sanheim will sit if Gudas comes back. That's what Doyle was trying to say. So
I don't think he's going to sit. I still think Manny's going to sit.
I don't think you think you know what you're talking about.
I'm going to go with Doyle and say they sit Manning.
All right. Well, if I'm wrong, then...
Because you know why? If they sit Sanheim, it's the same deal with Morin where they were like, if we're going to sit him, we're just going to send him down. Whereas Brandon Manning is used to being seventh wheel because he's not good at anything he does.
But Sanheim could sit for a game or two and it won't be a big deal and like I can see how people play.
Right. Brandon Manning was that kid in Joe Dirt where like his parents left him in trash cans.
Do you actually think do you think Manning doesn't deserve to play right now the way he's been playing? Honestly, like
if it comes down to it and they have to play Sanheim over Manning, then Manning doesn't deserve to play.
Okay, I mean Manning's average.
You have to go back to the Ron Hextall quote. We're not going to bring guys up here to make them sit the bench.
Do you want to foster?
Sit the bench for a couple games at a time.
Set the quote in line so the article looks good with the web formatting. If you want Sanheim to get better, you have to let him play. Brandon Manning has shown you what he is. You've seen his ceiling. That's breaking Connor McDavid's shoulder. It's not going to get any better from there.
But I don't think. But at this point in the season, we're not like just playing guys to like see how they play and what they can do. We're also like trying to win games. I think Brandon Manning
Travis. Is Travis logging?
You're
more
trying
minutes
to build your
Manning?
Defenseman for the future. If this season, they're going to try and win games, but it's more about building your current roster than it is about trying to get into the playoffs.
Manning has 9 shots in his last 2 games. And he's looked pretty damn good.
Brandon managing. Brandon managing.
Brandon
Manning is averaging 18:48 time on ice.
Yeah,
Sanheim
like
is averaging 15:58 time on ice. So maybe you're right.
I mean, Ghost coming back.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Or maybe
power play, you don't really need him.
Hextall is playing Sanheim just enough so the Flyers can trade for David Pastrnak.
But this is... that's where it all comes down to. This is all speculation, obviously, because when Goose comes back, the guy who sits down is standout 10 minutes a night player Mark Ault sitting on the bench and sitting it down. But once McDonald's come back in a few weeks, then
Mark Ault did not play terrible for being thrust into the lineup.
I gave him waves of the week last week, and I think he still lived up to be a pretty good player. Once again, he's playing protected minutes, especially at one point, I think him and O'Neill were playing on a pair together.
Well, they're a pair in the AHL together.
Yeah, but still in the NHL, it's very
scary.
Well,
it's that comfort level that you know where the other person... Even though you're like a step behind everybody because you're at AHL speed, you still know where the person
is. I still think he played a pretty goddamn good week and a half of hockey.
We all said they both played protected minutes, though, in the one game, the St. Louis game.
Yeah, but it still helped them, thank God. Like, they still were able to do it, but I don't want to overstate it. Be like, oh, well, they were the best person on the ice because, you know... They played like less minutes or not playing its top lines, but I still enjoyed the way they played. And thank you, Mark Allmo,
got the job
for your
done.
Service for being like the low man on the totem pole and a team, an organization ripe with defensive prospects. I salute you and I appreciate your service. And drink your Ovaltine. So thank you for that. Appreciate it. Flyers power play and penalty kill. Oh, a little bit of a slide this week. Flyers power play a drop at 20.4% and 11th in the league after being 8th with 23.3% last week. Penalty kill went to 25th, 76.9% from being 79.1% and 23rd last week.
Are you really surprised that their power play dipped, though?
No, without Ghost in the lineup, absolutely not.
Yeah, without Ghost and
without
Nolan
Patrick
yeah.
Yeah, well, I think the Ghost, obviously, they were still staying afloat last week a little bit.
If you noticed...
They were still 8th in the league last week without Patrick, but this week it's definitely... Now having Ghost for a couple games definitely killed their percentage.
I couldn't really pay attention during the Blues game, but during the Avalanche game, did you notice that the first unit... The first unit was playing a lot more than the second unit.
Yeah, they were getting like a minute and 15.
Yeah, they're going back to last year's ways, where they don't trust the second unit to be out there.
Especially, I think, with Ghost back on the first unit lineup, his best chance. And the first unit, I think, looked really good in the Avalanche game. They had a lot of good looks.
Yeah, not saying they weren't bad, but the Flyers are getting back in the habit of only doing one serious power play unit, and that's not going to be good.
That's what a lot of teams will start playing.
You got to get Nolan Patrick back.
Please get better, Nolan. We need you.
Stop having a mush brain. Chris Pronger is just going to go shake him and be like, get back to normal.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh.
Where'd you get that idea from, you mindless fool?
Him and Keith Primo are going to gang up on him.
I don't know where this is coming
from. Lindros is going to come over the top. His brother, Brett. It's all the concussion people.
I get what you're doing. You're just labeling many people with concussions.
You forgot Sidney Crosby.
By the remaining power of our brains combined.
You forgot Drew Pavsky. Old concussion. Yeah. I met Tom a concussion last year on this time period. We'd like do the podcast. You'd do like one by yourself. I gave a quick update on my health.
Oh, yeah.
And
wasn't that right, like Thanksgiving?
Right around this time period.
Yeah,
like
because, why'd you get a concussion again?
I
remember, but.
Playing high school students in basketball. Regardless. But I went to the doctor.
Tried to Kevin Spacey'em, and they were like, get away from me.
That was another concussion?
My second one I had last year, remember?
I thought you were talking about the time you broke your head on the pavement.
That was awful.
That was 2 years before that or something. That's why I was just so cranky, Doyle. It's CTE.
Hey, leave me alone! in case you guys are wondering, I did go to the doctor, and it turns out I'm not having a heart attack. I'm good. The chest pains have gone away.
The doctor was just a surprise.
He's like, wait a minute.
Why are you so sweaty?
I got an EKG. I feel like an old man. I strapped me to this thing. I was like, this thing looks like an overhead projector from the 1980s. Like, put all the cart in there and put all the little wires on me. I'm like,
did you do a stress test too?
No, just an EKG. And I did my blood work. And guess what? My cholesterol and everything, perfect. My
Hot
blood pressure.
Damn.
This asshole right here, clean bill of health for the most part.
What's your A1C?
I like the spicy one on my steak usually.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't test for it.
They did. They just didn't give me my results yet. They just called and told me they looked great. That's all I said. So
it's like when the doctor's just like, yeah, no, it's not bad, but then he's just like, oh, geez, I can't break this.
I'm gonna come down.
Your heart's okay, but everything else is fucked.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm good. I'm telling you, I'm good. It's just
a roller coaster.
Sure you don't have elevated blood sugar there, guy?
No, I'm good. My blood pressure and everything was good, and blood sugar looked
yeah,
okay.
Blood sugar, not
they
blood pressure.
They would have tested it for it. They did a labs. They did labs on my blood. It's fine. Anyway.
That doesn't mean they ordered everything.
Why worry me? I just got over having an anxiety attack after having chest pains for a week. I just kept drinking through at the Eagles game. My new doctor is adorable, too. Oh, my God.
You're
beautiful.
How old is young man?
You're belittling.
Are you implying I like men?
No, just a young man can be adorable.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong
with
that.
Did you just assume the gender of the doctor being a man?
Wow.
Women can
be
doctors now. Doyle, 2017.
I asked how
not good doctors,
adorable
but they can
was
be doctors.
Young man.
Is Doyle 2017 already? No. Sexist.
No, so she was an adorable lady?
I really appreciate it.
Well, don't belittle her profession.
Check your man-isms.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
I can't believe you think you can just call people adorable.
Yeah.
Get that pass because you're a white male.
Male privilege, bro. Check it in.
Find her.
Fuck, I just assumed your race. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm actually a piece
we
of
just
shit.
We just assumed his gender, too.
Oh, fuck.
I do have tits.
Wow. So we're all exercising our privilege by being able to make fun of these.
Don't say exercise. It makes me tired. I will say, though.
Maybe that's why your heart was
no, it was
lack of exercise.
No, his heart was lack of exercise because Drew stopped drinking and eating.
Why?
It was like, I need more to power this power plant.
What are you talking about?
Need more energy to power this power plant. I'm saying you're fat.
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
Bring on the booze.
Bring on the booze.
Hell yes.
Like Bender.
But I will say, on Sunday during the Eagles tailgate, I had like the chest pains again, so I just kept drinking through it and went away. And all right, for those of you guys who are longtime listeners, our good friend Dr. Mike went to the game. He happens to be a big Broncos fan. If you don't follow the Eagles,
he couldn't give you any medical advice.
The Eagles played the Broncos on Sunday and walloped them at 51 points up on the best defense in the league, apparently. That's what they called them. And Dr. Mike left at halftime, nary saying a word to me, just walked out and didn't even say bye, and he drove back to his home four states over. So, that was great to see. Go Eagles. And fuck you, Dr. Mike, for just a little update here.
Your Snapchats were the best.
Oh, yeah, of him just zooming in on his sad face on his
phone. Well, because my favorite part was the ones from the morning.
He wore a cowboy hat like an asshole.
Right. The ones from the morning were him in his Broncos jersey wearing aviators and a giant cowboy hat. And I was like, Jesus Christ, he's going to be standing up at every first down. Little did I know
there was only two first downs the whole first half for them, yeah. I think.
I can't believe he wore a cowboy hat.
So then Drew just sends me in the Snapchat of like everyone else is standing and Mike's just sitting in his chair and just pouting. He's like, jink.
Yes, between that and Saturday night, I had a good two days of Flyers and Eagles, good old Philly sports, drinking with the pals.
You still didn't say what happened Friday night.
Oh, Friday. I guess we can go over it. Why not? Why leave anything up to the imagination for you people out there? I mean, there's not much Flyers talk about. Let's get into it.
There was Flyers involved, though.
There is a little bit. I bought really, like beers at like 8%. I drank quite a few of them. I drank a pumpkin warlock, 3 shots of Jaeger. I'm just kidding. It's a Dave Chappelle bit. But I did drink a lot of like heavy alcohol beers. And then Doyle's like, oh, dude, let's do, I found this Flyers Power Hour we should do. And I looked at my fridge and I had a 12-pack of Natty Light. I'm like, that should be enough.
Yeah.
And I already like drank a bunch of beers and was, yeah. And so it was the 09 to 2012 Flyers Power Hour. Okay, it sounds like a good idea. You know, with the Stanley Cup running there. It starts off with Mac Miller's Knock Knock, and I'm thinking, okay, it's on YouTube. It starts off fine, but as it keeps going quicker, like these clips at some points are like 20 seconds.
It's the worst Power Hour ever.
It's not time to.
Some of them are like way too short.
Some of the clips are just like, why'd you even put that in there?
They just keep replaying the same thing until it gets to a minute.
Well, every time there's you drink, it has the Crosby interview. It goes like, I don't like them. Why? Because I don't like them. So you drink when you do that. It's pretty cool idea, but like, it just didn't have enough like substance to it. I kept drinking them, and then yeah, the night went downhill after that.
Yeah.
The Flyers Power, though. Check it out if you want to get really shitty drunk and have Doyle pass out on the couch.
Fell asleep on the couch, and then I woke up an hour later, and Drew's roommate was like, I was like, oh, where's Drew? He's like, he said he's going to pull the trigger, and then he went to bed.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm pulling the trigger, man. I just went in the toilet because it was all that just mixing beer and
disgusting. Now, my favorite was I come over Saturday before the game, and I walk in.
Before you finish this, the last thing I did before I threw up, I cracked open the last beer and put it in my Flyers koozie and took one sip and put it on the table and I threw up.
Yeah, so Drew's sitting in the kitchen with a sad look on his face holding this beer in his hand. And I'm like, dude, why do you look so miserable? And he's like, I got to finish this beer. And it's like, why are you so miserable then? He's like, because I opened this beer last night before I puked. I'm like, why are you still drinking it? He's like, well, I don't want to waste it.
I only had 5 Natty Lights left, so that was like my 6th, technically.
You power chugged the warm beer from last night.
It was a Natty Light. It's not even like it's a good beer.
That was so gross. And then it's like, okay, I'm ready to go.
I'm fucking ready to do this, guys. Don't be a bitch. It's for the Flyers.
I wish you would have just thrown up again immediately after doing that.
No, I didn't. I was fine.
You look like you were going to, but you didn't.
What? Oh, when I drank that? Well, yeah, just because it was the first beer of the day. Hair of the dog, you know?
Leftover, flat, warm, Natty Ice.
Gross.
The Natty Light.
Natty Light. That just reminds you of the... you had to pull the trigger just to feel better.
Well, it was coming up either way. I just walked in there. I was just like, yep. I was just sit there and look at the toilet, and I'm just looking at the toilet. Like, I'm like, I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, yep, I'm in the toilet. No fingers involved. Just let it loose.
That's great.
And I had Chipotle. I could taste it, the spicy queso.
Oh, nice.
And the salsa, so it came up my throat, and like, I felt my esophagus burning like it was the alien acid burning through like the sides of the spaceship. And that's when I went to the doctor. Like, yeah, I think your chest pain just from a really bad acid reflux thing going on. We got to get you in check. So I have some medicine now. So I'm going to keep drinking.
Put you on some Nexium.
Probably going to kill. Well, I'm going to kill myself now just by drinking and eating sausage. So it's fine. So how was your weekends, guys? It's going to be good.
Did you? I had Chipotle queso. I did not like it.
What?
It wasn't.
Why are your glasses fogging up, Austin Powers? Are you getting hot in here? Oh, it's talk of me throwing up getting you hot and heavy, you weird.
Yeah, so
freak.
Hot. No, I had a Chipotle queso on Halloween, and I don't know if it was because like the constant like turnover of people. Because if you showed up with your costume on, you got a $3 burrito.
Yeah, I missed out on that.
I got lucky with that. I showed up in gym clothes, and they gave me 2 burritos for $3.
Nice. Diabetic people worked out, so they were like, oh.
Oh, this must be a costume. But no, the queso was like. It was like
my wristband. My diabetes wristband. I'm diabetic.
It was like a thicker and like not like queso.
That thick drawn.
Yeah, it was kind of gross. So I don't know. Was your queso experience like that or no?
I like it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
It came out like farina-ish, like oatmeal kind of.
Dennis Farina?
It was thick and
the
weird.
Dennis Farina. Second host of Unsolved Mysteries.
I was on Law and Order, too.
He died as well.
Yeah, he's dead.
That's okay.
Jesus.
But anyway, upcoming week for the Flyers. Update. The Flyers week this week. We have a rematch versus the Blackhawks at home this Thursday, 7 o'clock, so make sure you check that. That's actually tonight for you guys listening on this Thursday morning.
Blackhawks are trash.
Saturday.
Corey Crawford's out, though.
Minnesota at home. And
trash.
Then we have a nice little trip out to Minnesota again.
They're trash.
On Tuesday for an away game before we come back here. So the Flyers have 21 games in 45 days coming up. They're going to finish out most of their West Coast run by this point. So the second half of the season will be mostly Eastern Conference opponents give or take a few. And we're going to wipe it out. And that's pretty much it for the upcoming week. But don't forget, the Flyers, even though they lost 3-0 to the Blackhawks, I think they still played overall. Pretty good game. We talked about it last week. I don't think the Flyers need to do much more other than score goals and not let the Blackhawks capitalize on some of their
you take Corey
chances.
Crawford out of it.
The Blackhawks looked pretty good that
Flyers
game. Just
were okay.
The counterattack and like taking advantage of the things the Flyers gave them. I don't think the Flyers really could have done much else other than minimize some of their mistakes, and it would have helped them out a lot better. Speaking of which, do you guys even know what time it is?
No.
Are you sure you don't? I think you actually know. We do this every week. You should know.
No.
It's time for
Shibadoo Bop Bop Tweet of the Week. Yeah.
That's right, everybody. It's time for Tweet of the Week. The time where you, the listener, or you, the fan, or you, the person on Twitter, has no idea who the hell we are, tweet something, and we talk about it on the show. And if it's a good one, we usually say thank you. If it sucks, we just say, Jeff, why'd you pick that awful tweet? So, Jeff, what's this week's Tweet of the Week?
In reference to Doyle's death by Kit Kats,
which we talked about last week after
last
the Halloween
week,
episode, yes.
We were waiting in line to go into the Flyers game when Drew noticed that Will Not Bill at Philly McCheese 28 sent us a tweet of a picture of a tray of Kit Kats, and he said, a whole tray of Kit Kats, give me one reason not to end it all.
So maybe he's diabetic too.
Maybe he is.
So that was this week's
Tweet of the Week. Yeah. But like, Drew and I were looking at the picture and we're like, what? Why did he send us a tray of Kit Kats? And we totally forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
Week before.
I don't remember that either.
We talked about killing you by Kit Kats. Like, we had a whole.
Feeding you Halloween candy.
Yes,
and
then
we're doing death by Kit Kats.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Sentence you to death by Kit Kats.
It's weird when you do the show enough and you have random people on Twitter listen to the show, which, by the way, I love it. Keep them coming. I love when you guys tweet or like leave a voicemail. But they always like reference one thing about the show or make an inside joke. I'm like, I know that's referencing something, but I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
Because in our hour of drivel, and we also talk before and after the show and just bullshit with each other that we don't capture on the mic. I'm like, wait a minute. During the show last week, I think we talked about that. Like the intent to blow thing with the opposite of Santa.
Yeah.
Totally forgot about that.
Which, I don't even remember.
A week and a half after we talked about it, he has this great Photoshop based on it. It's like, he just takes these little things. Oh, shit. He takes these little, smaller parts of the podcast and just spins those yarns into gold and makes these great Photoshops. And you have guys like Will Not Bill.
My favorite is the intent to detail in... Or the intent to detail.
The intent
Damn
to
it.
Are you thinking about doing a little something with your mouth there, naughty boy?
the attention to detail, because he puts in, like, at the very top, the DVD labels. It's just...
DVD and Blu-ray label, yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, of course. He's a god amongst men when it comes
consummate
to the Photoshop
professional.
Stuff. I really do appreciate that. And I guess at this point of the week, it's time to go over our point where we give our kudos to Flyers player or players for their play this week and Lauren Hart Waves of the Week. So, Jeff, your Lauren Hart Wave of the Week, after seeing them play live on Saturday, what's your Lauren Hart Wave of the Week?
You're the worst. I will give my Lauren Hart...
So I get him? Okay, thank you.
Wave of the Week to... we're going to do back-to-back weeks here. Mark Alt.
Again? You're taking mine from last week, huh?
Yeah, well, I was going to say Mark Alt and Will O'Neill, but Will O'Neill didn't really play a lot, and it was only in, like, one game.
No, I got sent back down, so fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. So, Mark Alt, good job, buddy.
Okay, Mark Alt, Wave of the Week. Doyle, you're Lauren Hart, Wave of the Week.
Yvonne the Great.
Who's that? Oh, Yvonne the Terrible?
Yeah, or Yvonne the Terrible.
The Terrible.
If he keeps up this... string of playing half a game. He's
we
definitely,
have to trade him.
Definitely going to lead the league in minutes played by the end of the season.
He's
definitely going to lead.
It'll have to be in the
lead
North
the
running.
Trade block.
Well, yeah, naturally.
He's only 20.
His contract's almost up.
Not 22. He's 20 also. Like, yeah. He's only 20, and he's playing as...
But if he continues playing, because, like, people...
What,
like,
about the sophomore slump?
The league is noticing him now. Like, you hear his name a lot more on, like, when you're not watching Flyers games. So, like, if he keeps up this level of play, then he has to at least... Probably Norris contention, you would think, if the Flyers
don't stink. I feel like he's
going
to have to pick up his offensive play a little bit.
He's still... I mean, he's piling up assists, but...
Well, I mean, like, look at who won the most previous... Norris trophies.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Erik Karlsson and Doughty were like owed Norris trophies, though. They were kind of got them because, like,
yeah, but Brent Burns.
Yeah, I feel like the Norris trophy is given to the popular player at the time, not the person who necessarily always deserves it.
True.
So,
I still think a Provorov is going to have many years in contention for that.
Well, he's definitely going to win the what's the Flyers
Barry
one?
Ashby
Barry Ashby yep. trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Brandon Manning might be the dark horse for that, guys. See, doesn't that suck when someone just says ridiculous shit and tries to act like they believe it, Jeff?
No, because I was going to say,
maybe
he should get it, and then it's just on the bottom of it's like, for that one time you broke Connor McDavid's shoulder.
That was 2 years
just on
ago.
Every trophy.
It's 2 years ago. Though. No.
Doesn't
no.
matter. It's his no. career defining
People don't forget.
Yeah. It's like Bobby Orr's goal where he's jumping or, you know.
All right.
It's just Brandon Manning's shoulder break.
And my Lauren Hart wave of the week.
He's going to give it to himself.
I'm going to give it to me. No, I'm just going to
give it to me for not having a heart attack.
I'm going to give it to Claude Giroux.
Oh, my God.
Heck.
Can the brother speak?
No. Okay.
Well, if I can't speak, why don't you sing
don't
note
speak.
Down to me? Yes. High five, buddy. Oh, boy, that was douchey. I'm going to give it to Claude Giroux because even though he only hit 3 points this weekend, had a pretty solid...
How many of them were at even strength?
I don't know. I don't have the numbers.
Not enough is the answer.
Zero.
I don't care. I think Claude Giroux is silently having a great comeback season. The top line's still at the top of the league in scoring, all three of them, Voracek,
yeah,
Giroux, and Couturier.
Those trade Giroux rumors are pretty silent now.
Yeah, and he, I think, I mean, just
wait till February.
I'm saying silently because I don't think he's played, like, the most amazing hockey of his career in the league, but I think he's played absolutely much better than last year. He's still been a force in the faceoff circle. Two-way play looks much faster. And I just noticed, like, he had 2 goals this week, and the dude, he seems like he has a shot. He's hitting the net now. His full body's back in motion when he hits it.
Just,
so I'm all for it.
Just wait till it comes full circle and at the trade deadline.
Ew, how do you do that? I've always
Flyers
tried.
Trade Giroux for shit.
How do you come a full circle? It's weird.
Oh, my God.
It's been a while since I
while.
Did that fucking joke. Ah, boy. Anyway, guys, that's our show this week. I want to thank all you guys
Giroux
for listening.
Giroux for Max Pacioretty.
No, we don't want Char's leftovers.
Yeah.
Dunk.
Giroux for Bo Horvat.
Tarasenko, because if you can't beat him, join him.
I don't think everyone listening this week to the Broad Street Bully podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe on iTunes, leave a review. We got we did get some reviews recently. I do appreciate all you guys left a review. I did see we got a bunch of 5-star reviews compared to... earlier in the season, so those guys coming out and doing it, thanks. And make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at the BSB Podcast, and don't forget coupon code diabetes at checkout. That's not a Black Friday sale, that's an every day until we close it sale. Broadstreetboy.net/shop. Check out a t-shirt or koozie and support the show, please. And keep tweeting at us, 856-347-PUCK for voicemails. Leave us something, your thoughts on the game. Get drunk on Thursday. Instead of, like, hitting your dog, actually call the voicemail and tell us how you feel about the game.
Jesus.
What?
I just said don't hit your dog. What's wrong with that? Did I just say that? Okay. Sorry. I mean, I like Michael Vick when he played for the Eagles, but I want to advocate violence against
Michael
dogs.
Dick?
No. Did I say Michael Dick?
Yes, because what you are.
Oh, I get it.
Got him.
Jesus.
Jeff. You should do stand-up anyway. Guys, we'll see you
just end it
next week.
just fucking end it.
Close it. Turn it off.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
And Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter at the BSB Podcast.